If you've ever wished that you could judge somebody's personality the second that they walk in the room.
Like, correctly.
Correctly.
Because like, we definitely do that.
Oh.
Right away.
Every time. And I would say 100% of the time we're wrong.
Oh.
Well.
I've been bad wrong sometimes.
I've been real bad wrong.
I can judge by political stance on hair color.
Oh, Lord.
I can.
Yeah, you're probably pretty accurate.
Maybe, but I'm not talking about politics.
No, I know that, but you know if they're like radical, if they have blue or purple.
Again, I'm not talking about politics. What I'm talking about is if a new coworker comes in, you're like, you cool?
Yeah.
We gonna be friends or no?
After you get into this, there's one I got so wrong.
Oh, I think we probably got the same one.
Like so
totally wrong.
Ooh. Yeah. You want to do it after?
After,
you,
yeah. Explain, yeah. Okay, so there are some really great tips on how to judge somebody's personality or who they are the second they walk into the room. For example, watch them when nobody else is watching them, when they think that nobody else is watching them. Because in the spotlight, you're polished, you try to be put together, you try to present well. But when nobody's looking, does that person instantly tune out and start staring at their phone the second that they aren't talking?
Mm.
Are they engaged even when it's not about them? Do they look irritated when somebody else is getting the spotlight?
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Those are some red flags where it's like,
what's going on here?
Alrighty. Everybody's the star of their own show. Don't
That's
get
so
us wrong.
True.
They are. But when you are working with people as a team or you're trying to get somebody to know somebody and see if they're a friend, the give and take is real. You have to give and take.
There's a guy on ESPN for their NBA finals coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that show's terrible. But anyway, it's not Charles Barkley and Shaq, so that everything seems terrible.
Compared to that, yeah.
But like when he's talking, he's very smart. He ran the Warriors when they won a bunch of championships. But when he's not talking, he looks so irritated. Mm-hmm. And so the camera's not on him. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
Talking about.
Yeah, because he's so good. But like the analysis he gives is strong because he's run teams before.
Mm-hmm.
But when he doesn't think the camera's on him, he's not paying attention.
Is it like an RBF type deal?
It looks like RBF. He looks just totally disinterested.
Uh-huh.
And they go back to him and then he goes right back into the same mode. But it's like he's just like,
maybe he's
like rolling his eye. I don't know.
He's not active listening.
No, it didn't seem like it.
And that's very annoying. And not to get too personal here, but we have a meeting once a week.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of different people in that meeting being represented from different departments and shows and whatever. And
I'm trying, Katie.
Not you. It ain't you.
You pay attention to that
You
meeting.
Do pay attention. You're on it. I'm not talking about you. Don't be all self-conscious. No, there's someone that when it's not about them, they totally zone out.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else is engaged when it's about that person.
Oh,
and
basically,
it's annoying.
Basically,
it runs in the family.
Well, it's annoying.
I think we're talking about different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not talking about Richard.
I'll give you some information to ChatGPT.
No, they're talking about him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because like, I noticed it with him, too, but I think that's ADHD.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't.
The original one he said.
Oh, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well,
it could be. I don't know.
Definitely does run in the family.
But people pay attention.
Richard's just an attention problem.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But people pay attention to that and the energy, you feed off that energy. And there have been a couple times where I think to myself, you know, we pay attention when it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like the same respect.
Yeah, he looks like he wants to, like he's drooling and like, you know, he's spaced out.
Yeah. All right. Another way to be able to judge somebody's personality the second they walk through the door. Pay attention to how they treat people who can't do anything for them. For example.
Jesus. I think you've done better with that.
You have.
I think we've called you out enough that you're
more aware of it.
You're more aware.
You're more aware of it.
You're more
aware. Hey, promotions person that I'll never talk to again.
Hey, guy that can coach a football team, come to my house and let me cook out for
Katie.
You. What?
Come on.
Okay. My son is no longer interested in baseball. I don't think we should be friends anymore.
We'll never speak of this person again.
That's fine.
Used to bring him up once a week.
Well, I see him sometimes.
I think we sponsored his little league team or something.
Something.
We didn't, yeah. When you are trying to judge somebody's personality the second they walk through the door, you don't know them at all. Watch how they talk to a waiter. Watch how they talk to
a
cashier.
I agree with that. It's such a big tell.
Like somebody who cannot do anything for them. Because there are people who will only be kind to those they think can get them somewhere.
Right.
Well, a waiter definitely. I'm always kind to waiters and waitresses for sure. I try to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One, because I don't want them to spit in my food. Two, they're actually doing something for you.
And if you've ever been in those shoes, you know how hard it
is.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that also helps. And then finally, if you want to judge somebody and their personality, you want to be able to do that the second they walk through the door, watch the way they wrap up a conversation with you. Like, it's a tell for what kind of social skills they have and if they're going to make a good friend or a good coworker. For example, if you're talking to somebody who is an abrupt vanisher, like one second they're engaged, the next second they're gone, no goodbye, no nice to see you, could be a red flag.
Yeah, we have a, he was a good guy, Dick Harlow. For whatever reason, that dude would just, in the middle of your sentence, just walk out.
Talking to his back.
I never understood it.
I never understood it
either. It's like a power move. I don't know.
Well, a power move, but I also thought,
like, I was, you asked me a question, I'm answering it, and you're like, all right, and you just walk out. I'm like, okay.
He hears what he needs to hear, and he gone.
Is that good?
I don't think he even hears what he needs to hear. I think it's just checked off his list of, like, I pop my head in.
I've never seen that before. Somebody, and it's not just me, and not just Kate.
Everyone.
It's everyone. He walks out in the middle of their sentence.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's an awkward fumbler, suddenly they realize they need to leave, but takes another 5 minutes to have a really messy, quick exit. It's like, oh, what's wrong with you?
Mm. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to know how to get out of a conversation.
It's hard to wrap it up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe and you do Dick's not, got it figured out.
Yeah, maybe. That's it.
I don't think that's the right way. Talking to somebody's back.
The good thing you can do this, you look at your phone, oh my gosh, I got to go.
I got to go. But then you have to go.
You have to go.
You cannot.
They just go sit back at your desk. They're like, what? You just lied to me.
Because what you don't want to be is the next one, which is that, wait, one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Tripper. Love them.
Yeah. If somebody is a smooth closer, they end naturally. They leave a solid lasting impression. Maybe they even throw in a, it was really nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Done.
My dad used to be really good at ending on a laugh, and it was just like, known. We're done. We're done here. Like, they get everyone laughing. He's like, all right, see you later. And they're like,
then you can turn around and walk away.
Yeah, then he would say, all right, guys, see you later. I mean, it was just like, end on a laugh. You can't do that every time.
No.
Like, at a funeral, you're like, aha, you know.
That would be awkward.
But although there's some jovial moments, you know, when you're reminiscing.